crazy?
127.
127. To the Supreme Lord, this form embodies eternity, knowledge, and bliss, whose daring swing to and fro, who shines beautifully in Goku, who is good for defense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from the swing, quickly ran from the grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, and who was finally caught from behind by her, who ran faster than he to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar. I offer my humble obeisances.
Upon seeing his mother sick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful, and his quick breathing shook the strand of pearls on his neck, which bore three lines like a conch shell. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound with the ropes of his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances.
With this super excellent childhood pastimes, Lord Krishna, drawn to the verdant of Gokula in course of ecstasy, in this way he declared to those absorbed in the knowledge of his majesty and opulence, and conquered only by my pure loving devotees, with great love again offer my obeisance to Lord Damodara hundreds and hundreds of times.
O Lord, so you can avert all kinds of benediction, I pray to you neither for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor for the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor for any other such boon. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Balagopala and Vrindavana may ever be manifest in my heart. For what use do I have for any other boon besides this?
O Lord, again and again, Mother Yashoda kisses your lotus face, which is framed by locks of soft black hair, tinged with red, and beautified by your lips, colored red like the bimba fruit. May this vision of your lotus face ever be manifest in my heart. Thousands and thousands of other benedictions are of no use to me.
O Supreme Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Damodar, O Ananta, O Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. Shower me with your merciful glances and deliver this poor, ignorant fool immersed in an ocean of worldly sorrows and become visible to my eyes.
O Lord Damodar, as a baby tried to a grinding mortar, you delivered Kuvavars, two sons from the curse of Narada, and made them into great devotees. In the same way, please give me pure loving devotion for you. I long for this alone and have no desire for any kind of liberation.
O Lord Damodar, obeisances unto you, unto the brilliant effulgence, rope binding your belly. Obeisances unto your belly, the abode of the entire universe. Obeisances unto your Dharmodar, dear most beloved Srimati Radharani, and obeisances unto you, O Lord, who display unlimited pleasures. Pastimes.